And you're smart, so you can tell yourself, you can fool yourself, you can tell yourself, I see that it's ridiculous, so I decide for the smart way to go. But that's, if it's too quick, you're fooling yourself. In this case, then you're fooling yourself, because it will be painful, or at the very least, gargantuan, to for the first time make a 100% commitment. It can't happen sitting here in 10 seconds, oh, I've made the decision. No. Your intention, I'm sure, is sincere. I think what you're feeling, what you're experiencing as I've made the decision, is my intention is to do it. But now you need to actually do it. If you really do it, the ground will shake under you. Because 100% is 100%. 100% means everything. Nothing held in reserve. No back door kept propped open. No back door at all anymore. No escape route. And that changes the ground under you. So don't be easily fooled that it's a simple decision of logic. Obviously, it's ridiculous to stay in the ridiculous side of it. I'll decide the right way. But that's just the mind showing its intention. That's just the mind making a decision. Your whole being has to make this decision. 100% is 100%. When you commit 100% for the first time, you'll feel like you're going to faint. You'll feel like you're drowning. Because it's a different world, 100% from 99%. You know, at 100%, at 100 degrees Celsius, it's at 99 degrees Celsius, it's still water. At 100, it's something else. It's floating in the air, it's vapor, it's going a mile and a half up into the air. It's another animal altogether. 100% isn't the same as 99, you know. Mm-hmm. So you'll know that you've made a 100% commitment for the first time without any doubt, because you'll feel like a truck hit you. Okay? So now you know what to look for.
Okay.
Now you know what to look for to know that a real decision has been made, a real commitment has been entered into. It's a lot like getting married.
It's more.
You know,
can't get divorced.
It's a lot like getting married if you're Catholic.
Or a Baptist.
Because your love is there, the commitment can be there, the intention can be there, everything can be wonderful, but still when you're standing there making the final commitment, your knees buckle. You know this is no joke. You know this is for real. You know the commitment is true. So I'm just using that as an example. You get a sign, you get an experience of,
yes,
this isn't like other things. This isn't like 99%. This isn't like being engaged. Being married isn't the same as being engaged. 100% commitment means the whole enchilada. So now you know what to look for, so you can't fool yourself.
Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the people who come up and join us up front are really doing more than looking at their own understanding. They're really speaking for everybody, because